It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
In August of 2008, a young mother was leaving a local gym with a friend when a masked man came out of the darkness and demanded the women give him their purses, cell phones, and car keys. When the women refused, shots were fired, leaving a young woman dead and a killer who continues to evade justice. Was this a robbery gone wrong? Or was this young woman targeted? Years later, the case continues to haunt investigators and the victim's loved ones. Hey, MU Crime Crew, I'm Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, our full-length deep dives still drop every Tuesday. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow so you don't miss them. Now let's get into this week's mini. 18-year-old Danik Marie Adams was born on September 23, 1989 in Memphis, Tennessee, to parents Alan Chambers and Amy Simone Adams. She was one of five siblings with one brother and three sisters. Growing up, Danik was incredibly intelligent and did very well academically, and she enjoyed being active with her local church. At the time of her death, Danik was living in Jacksonville, Arkansas, and was the proud mother of a 2-year-old little girl she named Nevaeh. Danik was working towards completing her GED in hopes of accomplishing her ultimate goal of working with children as either a teacher or a child psychologist. While pursuing these goals, she was working part-time in the daycare of the local gym, Ultimate Fitness. Danik was known as a sweet, spirited girl who was always standing up for others and helping those in need. August 15th, 2008 started as a normal day for Danik. After dropping her daughter off with her ex-boyfriend, Danik and a friend met their friends for lunch. Not much is known about the afternoon and evening, but at 10:30 p.m. that night, Danik spoke to her mother, Amy, and informed her that she and her friend, who went by the nickname Princess, were making plans to stop at the Ultimate Fitness gym where Danik worked so they could tan. After tanning, the girls were going to get ready and then go out for the night. The conversation between mother and daughter was brief, as Danik didn't want to use up her cell phone minutes. Around midnight, the girls exited the gym and began walking to where Danik's white Cadillac was parked. According to Princess, a masked man with a gun suddenly appeared and demanded they hand over their purses, money, and cell phones. When Danik refused, Princess claims that the man pulled off his mask and then shot Danik 5 times. After he finished shooting, he stole Danik's car and fled the gym's parking lot. Princess would recall that she ran to a nearby residence to contact police. Police responded to the call immediately, and while they were examining the crime scene, they noticed Danik's stolen car slowly drive past the area. Police recognized the vehicle and began chasing it, but somehow the driver was able to get out of the car and flee on foot and proceed to evade the police. Police couldn't even be sure, though, if the driver was their killer or if the car had already changed hands. Adding to the mystery was a woman in the passenger seat of the car who claimed the man driving had literally just picked her up a few minutes ago and she didn't even know who he was. While investigators are still actively working on Danik's case, her incredibly strong mother, Amy, has managed to turn her pain into something positive as she has begun working with the Central Arkansas chapter of Parents of Murdered Children, where she is not only a victim's advocate, but she helps other families going through situations similar to her own. Danik favored a quote that Amy now lives by, written by Kent M. Keith. Quote, "The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway." End quote. Anyone with information on the murder of Danik Adams should contact the Jacksonville Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 501-533-6477. There is a $5,000 reward being offered for information leading to arrest in Danik's case. Authorities believe Danik's case can and will be solved. That's all for this week's mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode, and until then, stay safe, stay curious, and stay unscripted.